Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight on the program, we are proud to present the Shotgun News. Join the Shotgun News team tonight as they target and translate the McLaughlin Group, Toxic Dark Matter, Botox Room Deodorizers, Shoddy Wordplay, Unreal Reality Shows, Terror Cells in Linkin Park, Drive-By Limposuction, Phone-In FBI 10 Most Wanted Lists, and the rising price of stuffed animals. Tonight features the talents of Peter Rosenblum, Eric Humphrey, Jacob Christopher, Stephen Barry, and John Wanzel. Tonight's show is written and produced by Peter Rosenblum with Eric Humphrey and engineered by John Wanzel. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the show and the people that work each week to produce it, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will also find pictures and MP3s of past shows, as well as information about future shows. And now, broadcasting live from the campus of Loyola University, WLUW 88.7, Chicago is proud to present Blind Spot's presentation of the Shotgun News. To the Shotgun News. We are especially pleased to have Philip Von Zweck engineering tonight's program. Thank you, Mr. Von Zweck. First up, the world. Oh, by the way, I'm your host, Brittany Spears. First up, the world. Today, the world is about 4.55 billion years old. Two large areas of polar ice caps at opposite poles, separated by two rather narrow temperate zones. From a wide equatorial band of tropical to subtropical climates. The population of the world is about 6,458,000,000. Last year, about 130 million people were born. About 56 million people died. The world religions are 32.8% Christian, 19.9% Muslim, 13.3% Hindu, 5.9% Buddhist, Sikhs about 0.39%, Jews about 0.23%, other religions 12.6%, non-religious about 12.44%, and atheists 2.36%. Yeah, that's a lot of heathens. In the U.S., total number of dead last year, 2,400,000. Wow. 39% died of heart attack-related problems, 23% cancer, respiratory disease, 5.1%, diabetes and influenza, about another 5%, car accidents, 1.6%, firearms, my favorite, 1.2%. Worldwide, about 8 million people are in jail. More than half of these are in the U.S., 1,700,000. China, 1,400,000. And Russia, 1 million. Thank you. That's our in-house band, the Guantanamo Hot Six. Are you ready for today's headlines? Toy store owner drops his marbles. Colin Powell loses a vowel. Dick Cheney pricks his trainee. George Bush gorges tush. Gondolisa bonds with pizza. Slobodan Milosevic cries, slow me down, my life's a bitch. Tom DeLay cooks souffle. Tommy Franks give mommies thanks. Donald Rumsfeld has Allah's bum felt. New reality shows. Pitt, dumb against smart. Gay against straight. Fat versus skinny, hairy against bald, killers versus pacifists, winners against losers, clean against smelly, rich versus poor, Christians against Muslims, healthy against sick, black versus white. Out in the streets of Chicago tonight, we have Mr. Jacob Christopher with a live earth-shaking headline, tragic story. Mr. Christopher.
And in other news, recent reports from the Oval Office indicate that President Bush began painting what appears to be a picture this week. Early reports say that the picture is a crude representation of a pony and a cowboy, what the president refers to as American optimism leading the fight for freedom. After working tirelessly on the undercoat, applying thin layers of siennas and umbers, and referring back to the numerous sketchbook studies of the image, Mr. Bush began to apply brightly colored cerulean and cobalt blues, cadmium yellows and reds, and opaque whites to the canvas sitting atop his presidential easel. Sources close to the president say that at this point in the painting, the president has what seems to be a good overall impression of the image down on the canvas, and predictions indicate that Mr. Bush might soon begin the laborious process of adding detail to the image. Some critics of the president have said that the president's return towards classical figuration is nothing more than a vain attempt to revive a dwindling economy and lacks the sophistication to help the international coalition begin to rebuild this tattered infrastructure. While supporters of the president remain optimistic about the president's artistic vision and are towing the party line with regard to his painting technique. Given the president's notorious perfectionism and obsession with detail, it seems quite possible that this particular painting might be in the works for months or even years before being completed. As a detail-oriented, compassionate conservative, Mr. Bush often has the difficult task of jumping into works of art with no clear end in mind, no timetable for completion, and no exit strategy, if you will. However, it appears at this time the president has made the commitment to getting her done, and the nation is excitedly waiting to see the completion of the president's newest and most compelling work of art.
Wow. Thanks very much for that update.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Shotgun News. Today's animal news. Monkeys going bananas, airline drops elephant's trunk, giraffe a pain in the neck. World's smallest hippo takes on the world's biggest rat. Pictures at 11. General's dog licks his privates. Author's dog chases tail. World's smallest hippo shot dead, mistaken for large rat. Laboratory rats fight for medical leave. Porcupine finds love a prickly problem. Gerbil's owner eats his young. Zoo's ugliest animals fed to its cutest. Rabbits breed like rats. Rats breed like rabbits. Vultures find death better than life. Man-eating crocodile puts women and children first. Red lobster closed for health violations. Shedd Aquarium introduces deadly Asian carp to Lake Michigan. More headlines later. Next up on the program, we have a special sports update with sportscaster extraordinaire Mr. Eric Humphrey.
Oh, ho, ho, hidey-ho, everybody. Let's shake some action. Yeah, and see what's going down in the monumental world of sports. Let's go to our tip-top story. Yeah, that's right. It's the World Baseball Classic. Nobody seems to be noticing the build-up to this, our fascinating showdown with the fine people of Asia and the Caribbean. And until people start paying attention, it shall remain my top story. Wham, bam, thank you, Van Damme. Woo, woo. That's what people just don't understand. This is going to be one of the great, dare I say, super great, sporting events in the history of human competition. And just in case you haven't been paying attention and don't know what the World Baseball Classic is, well, trick or treat! Woo! Woo! Get on the stick, think of it this way. It's the World Cup without all that boring soccer. Goal! Yeah, you heard me, Mia Hamm. It's got all the major countries of the world. Well, except for Africa and India and, you know, England. But why lament them when we've got, by the power of Greystoke, Canada and Chinese Taipei? As we were all taught in school, baseball was invented here. In that great U.S. of A. So that means that we Americans get the first crack at tickets for the championship game between Japan and Cuba. Oh, wop-bop-a-loop-up! And this lonely reporter, to this lonely reporter, I say, I welcome our Cuban overlords. Da svidaniya, comrade, and should you be listening, we're all terribly sorry for trying to kill your beloved El Presidente. Viva. Yes, viva indeed. He shoots! He scores! Let's move on to our other top stories. The fine folks over at our business and advertising desk tell us that there's this big game on Sunday. Oh, what's it called? Oh, dear, I don't know. What could it be? Oh, do you really want to hurt me? It's the Super Bowl. For Super Bowl XL or extra large, ooh, give me a quiet one. Whammy. The matchup is the plucky spunk of the Pittsburgh Steelers against the balanced attack of the Seattle Seahawks. The real story, however, is the Rolling Stones are playing the halftime show. Will Mick and Keefe remind the world that it's only rock and roll, or will they be exiled to Lame Street? Wow, the lamb lies down on Broadway. My prediction, they're going to start with Rough Justice off that new record, and then do, I'm going out on a limb here, You Can't Always Get What You Want, and close with Satisfaction. No, Street Fighting Man, oh God, you wish. We Love You, oh God, I wish. Wait for it, Jumping Jack Flash, Turn Around, Pick a Bale of what? And I also think the Steelers are going to crush the Seahawks, because as you know, big hunks of steel will crush any bird, Seahawk or Condor. Bam! Oh, you're too shy. Let's see what's going on in the NBA. Oh, Kobe Bryant scores 81 points in one game, and I did not have sex with that woman. That feat really has no equal. Well, Wilt the Stilt scored 100 in one game, proving that one's prowess in the bedroom can really translate to the court. Now, they are truly ding-dong-dilly-of-a-dingers. In other NBA news, controversial player Ron Artest has finally been traded. You may remember him from last year's brawl in the stands in Detroit. Oh, my fellow Americans! As I stated at the time, the only reason for the fight that happened last year was the lack of hockey fights. You may have forgotten, but hockey was on strike at the time. I remind you, only because who cares about hockey? Oh, he slimed me! I feel so funky! Artest can now pick fights in the sack, by which I mean Sacramento. Speaking of hockey, let's look at hockey and tennis. I'll tell you the only good things about hockey and tennis. Fights and short skirts on the ladies. Oh, where's my keys? Yeah, let's talk about the Olympics. Oh, I'm walking here. The Olympics are coming up, and hookah-chucka, hookah-chucka. The only real excitement is about whether it's pronounced Turin or Torino. When I become death, death is a seed that will not grow. Fry money. It's the Shroud of Turin, not the Shroud of Torino. Boom goes the dynamite. What? I'm on the air. Look, I told you guys in the front office, you know, you and all those other soup monkeys up there, if you wanted me to care about the Olympics, then send me over to Italy to cover them. Whammy! What? Budget? Too expensive? Soupy sales! You went to Vegas? That was not your vacation! Oh, good night and good luck! I don't care if you're paid your own way. Oh, don't call me petty. You're the one who's trying to talk to me while I'm on the air. Boom shakalaka. I am not Bush League. You're Bush League. That's it. I'm down. I don't keep your knees loose. I'm Eric Humphrey. And that's sports to me.
We now send you live to the White House press room for today's press briefing with your host, Scott McClellan, and a cast of assorted reporters, groupies, and news monkeys. Good evening, everyone. I know there's a lot of interest in the purported Bin Laden audio tape that aired on Al Jazeera today. Let me just give you a couple of quick updates. The president was informed about the audio tape shortly after his remarks in Sterling, Virginia, earlier this morning. The intelligence community is continuing to analyze the tape to determine its authenticity and if there's any actionable intelligence. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it. We continue to act on all fronts to win the war on terrorism, and we will. The president is fully committed to doing everything within his power to prevent attacks and defeat the terrorists. We are taking the fight to the enemy. We are working to advance freedom and democracy to defeat their evil ideology. We are winning, and if there is any actionable intelligence, if there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it. Clearly, Al-Qaeda and the terrorists are on the run, and that is why it is important that we do not let up and that we do not stop until the job is done. And that's what we will do. If there is any actionable intelligence, and if there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it.
Excuse me. Scotty, he seems to be offering a conditional truce under fair conditions and seemed to be tying it to a U.S. pullout of Iraq.
As I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and the terrorists are on the run. They're under a lot of pressure. We do not negotiate with terrorists. We put them out of business. The terrorists started this war, and the president made it clear that we will end it at a time and place of our choosing. We continue to pursue all those who are seeking to do harm to the American people and to bring them to justice. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it.
Scott, OBL seems to be reading polling, particularly on the issue of troop withdrawals. Contrasting that with the president's position and trying to drive a wedge, it would seem, between the president and the American people.
And?
What's your response to that?
As I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and the terrorists are on the run. They're under a lot of pressure. We do not negotiate with terrorists. We put them out of business. The terrorists started this war, and the president made it clear that we will end it at a time and place of our choosing. We continue to pursue all those who are seeking to do harm to the American people and to bring them to justice. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it.
It is, to my knowledge, the first time that he has used polling to try to drive this wedge.
I'll let the intelligence community do the analysis of the tape, thank you very much, and look at his words. There has been ongoing analysis at this point. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it.
Scott, what is the White House hearing from the intelligence community about the validity of the warning attacks?
I'm sorry?
What is the White House hearing initially from the intelligence community about the validity?
And as I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and terrorists are on the run. They're under a lot of pressure. We do not negotiate with terrorists. We put them out of business. The terrorists started this war, and the president made it clear that we will end it at a time and place of our choosing. We continue to pursue all those who seeking to do harm to the American people and bring them justice, down to justice, bring them all down.
The voice also says that the absence of an attack in the U.S. since 9/11 is not due to security measures, but the plans are, in fact, in place. Since the administration often says some security measures have, in fact, made the country safer. What's your response to that?
As I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and the terrorists are on the run. They're under a lot of pressure. We do not negotiate with terrorists. We put them out of business. Terrorists started this war, and the president made it clear that we will end it at a time and place of our choosing. We continue to pursue to do harm to the American people, to bring them justice to all. We will bring them justice.
Do you see a tactical link between the release of the tape now and the strikes that occurred?
Osama, we missed you. We hardly knew you. You left us without a prayer. We'll hunt you to your lair. Between Allah and me, I hope you'll hide out. Forever free, forever free.
Scott, you said three-quarters of Al-Qaeda leadership who's been captured or killed. I assume you meant known leadership.
And as I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and the terrorists are on the run. They're under pressure. We do not negotiate. We put them out of business. They start it, we'll finish it. We continue to pursue all those who are seeking to do harm to the American people and bring them to justice. We will pressure justice, more pressure, even more justice. We will hunt them, we will kill them. We will bring them to justice, justice for them all, now and forever, and ever. Amen.
But we've been unable to capture Osama bin Laden. He's still capable of sending out messages. He's still capable of threats. And I assume still capable of attacks.
And as I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and terrorists are on the run. They're under pressure. Pressure. We do not negotiate. We put them out of business. They started it. We'll finish it. We'll continue to pursue all those who are seeking to do harm to the American people and to bring them to justice. We bring pressure. Justice, more pressure, a little more justice, some more pressure, a little more justice, and then more pressure. We hunt them, we kill them, we hunt them and kill them. We bring them justice now and forever and ever. Amen.
Explain why it's so difficult to find him. Just for the American public who may say, we're so technologically advanced, the greatest army in the world, but we can't find them.
And as I indicated clearly, the Al-Qaeda leaders and terrorists are on the run. They're running. They're under pressure. They're under a lot of pressure. We negotiate. We don't negotiate. We put them out of business. We don't go out of business. They started it. We don't start it. They finish it. We don't finish it. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it intelligently.
Ideological war or not, why is it so hard to find them?
Justice, justice, hunt them, pursue, hunt, kill them, justice, and pressure.
Would it make a huge difference if he was found at this point, killed or captured?
Power, defeat, terror, defeat, justice, understand, justice, peace, hunt them, terror cells, justice, hunt them, September 11th, evildoers.
Why does he keep linking Iraq?
9/11. If there's any actual intelligence.
Iraq has nothing to do with 9/11.
If there is any actual intelligence.
And you just keep. We started the war in Iraq.
Our defeat.
We brought the terrorists
defeat.
In. So calm.
Justice. Justice.
Why do I bother?
Peace.
He doesn't even hear me. There are 20
justice.
To 50 people dying every day.
September 11th.
We invaded.
Evil.
God's sakes, we invaded.
Evildoers.
He's not listening. Hello?
Evildoers.
Innocent Iraqis are paying the price. Many dead.
Okay.
Thousands are dead.
Actionable
they don't want foreigners in their country.
Just
4 years of journalism school for nothing. How did it come to this? We're losing. Every day, we have lost. There's nothing more to lose. What is Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda.
A handful of idiots hiding in caves.
Al-Qaeda.
Put 10-year-old video cameras and maybe a shortwave radio. Some internet access. Some hookahs, beanbag chairs, lots of hot air. They could have been a serious riot. Maybe mystery riot novels. They would be a bad idea. Put out a couple a year for promo trips. Cities people still read.
Kill them.
Maybe save up for a nice cottage in Long Island. That wouldn't be so bad. But look at this clown. I might as well be talking into an intercom at the KFC. My God! I come here along with 20 other monkeys and copy down meaningless drivel and get the slogans instead of the information.
Power.
Is this
defeat.
Kind of garbage that most people do for a living? This
terror.
Is not what I signed up for.
Justice.
A teacher. I could be a teacher.
Understand.
Yeah.
Justice.
I just gotta get some creative writing on the resume.
Be off. Terror cells. Terror cells,
oh
justice
God.
For all. We will win. They are losing. We will kill them for justice and peace, a piece of justice. We will hunt them. They are losing. We are winning. If there is any actionable intelligence, we will act on it.
Scott, if I could follow.
You could follow, but I can lead.
On a related issue, there seems to be a lot more contradictory evidence and statements about the recent raid on the village in Pakistan. Could you give us an accurate update based on intelligence the president know as to where there are, in fact, four or five or more top Al-Qaeda people killed in this raid. Was Al-Zawahiri one of those? Was he there? Was he not there?
He is there. We are here. He's there. We're here. Relax. All will be done. Be faithful and true to your presidente, and all will be provided. God be praised. Justice for all, and all for justice. Justice to the enemy. We will hunt them. We will kill them. For justice and peace, a piece of justice, we will win. They are losing. We are winning. They're losing. We're winning. They're losing. If there's any actionable intelligence, that is, we will act on it intelligently. Intelligently.
Scott, during the appearance in Sterling, Virginia, the president didn't find out about that reported tape until that was over.
That's correct. All will become clear. All would become clear to the mighty Oz, God willing. Amen.
And you have a situation where millions of people are watching television. They're learning about the tape before the president does. Doesn't the White House see that as view kind of awkward? And was any thought given to perhaps giving him a note? Somehow concluding that event?
No, I don't think. He was briefed. I mean, we briefed him like mad. It was just a brief circus. It was constant briefing, and immediately after the remarks. It was right after the remarks, just seconds. And I think it was appropriate time to inform him of it, and all will be revealed, God willing.
How does the president feel about bin Laden personally? There have been famous quotes.
We will hunt him. And in a vicious and potent way. There will be no remorse or recalcitrance. We will poke him with sticks, make him smell our dirty socks, dance on the graves of his family. May Allah hunt us if we do not hunt Moby Dick to his death. The evil one.
Famous quote, Scott, dead or alive. Then in the March of 02, quote, I'm not that concerned about him. Then he said, I never said I wasn't worried about him. You talked broadly about the leaders in general at Al-Qaeda. How does he feel about bin Laden personally?
And ye shall know him as doth his evil ways, and shall his vengeance be beaten with so many spears and beating of drums. His blood and entrails will festoon the rose garden, and we will drink Johnny Walker from his smashed skull. Allah be praised! And because of the partnerships that we have with many nations around the world, we will festoon our party world with his blood. And we will continue to pursue them wherever they are. The president has made that very clear. They can run, but we will continue to pursue them, and they will be brought to justice. May God hunt us if we do not hunt Moby Dick. And thus will the blood of our enemies be lubricant for our valiant war machine.
Scott. Two questions. As far as this tape is concerned, somebody somewhere is delivering these tapes to Al Jazeera. It sounds like Al Jazeera is acting as an agent of Osama bin Laden ever since 9/11. Where each and every message from Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, they have aired. So somebody should be knowing who's delivering these tapes to them. And where Osama bin Laden is on the run, and...
Man, were you talking? Sorry, I wasn't really listening there. Could you repeat the question?
Well, the second question is, outside there are Iranians demonstrating for greater freedom. What message do you think the President Bush will have for them, for the Iranians?
Justice for all. For all there will be justice. Justice to the enemy. Have faith. We will hunt them. We will kill them. For justice and the American people and justice and peace. A piece of justice. We will win. They are losing. We are winning. They are losing. We are winning.
Is it a similar message to the Iraqi people?
I'm sorry?
Is it a similar message to what the president had given to the Iraqi people?
Osama, we miss you. We hardly knew you. We left us without a prayer. We'll hunt you to your lair. Between Allah and me, I hope you'll hide out forever free.
Jeez, do you know any other tunes?
There are still difficulties, and there will be tough days ahead. I know. But we stand with the Iraqi people. We stand with the people in Iran. We stand with the Muslims and the Jews and the Sheikhs and the lepers. throughout the Middle East who want greater freedom, and we will continue to support the people in the region in many different ways to advance freedom and democracy and free democracy and democracy with more freedom, because that is critical to our long-term security, very long-term security. That is critical to laying the foundations of peace for our children and grandchildren and their children and the children after that. And that's what I mean when I'm talking about the comprehensive war that we've engaged in and making sure that we're doing everything, absolutely everything, everything. Did I say everything? We are doing even more. We're doing everything we can do to prevent attacks from happening and to defeat the enemy.
Scott, you mentioned Pakistan being a critical ally in the war on terror. The Pakistani government, one thing. Does the president believe that without the Pakistanis, people's support, Osama bin Laden can be found?
Oh, woo. Justice for all. Justice for all. Justice to the enemy. We will hunt them. We will kill them. Justice and peace. Peace and justice. We will win. They are losing. We are winning. They are losing. We are winning. We are winning.
Can I ask you one more? On the threat level, are there considerations or discussion? Obviously, right now, depending on what the outcome of the authentication would be.
I don't have any update. It's something that we can always look at. We're looking into everything. We're looking at, and we will continue to look at, many different things. I don't have an update. I mean, I will, but I don't have one now. It's something that we're always looking at. Good point.
Scott, back on the struggle that you're talking about. In the narrow view, New York Congressman Ed Towns said the administration's priorities are upside down. Instead of concentrating on Osama bin Laden, we're concentrating on the war in Iraq. And this goes back to the issue of why Osama bin Laden has not been found. And he was the impetus of this war on terror. He was the one who attacked, well, his minions attacked the United States. Why not has Osama bin Laden been captured or otherwise?
Well, if you've been listening to me, I think you're ignoring a lot of what the president has said and a lot of what we're doing. And I think some do have a misunderstanding of the nature of the enemy that we face and the war that we're engaged in. But this is about an ideology. This is about an ideological struggle. This is an evil ideology that is based on hatred and oppression. This is an ideology that the terrorists want to spread throughout the broader Middle East. They want to create evil lairs for cannibalistic, incestuous Satan lovers that dance nightly to the drums of the dark world and pray on high with idiot flute players for the benefit of the others from outer space, the Andromeda Galaxy, that will one day seek to restore their rightful place in the kingdom of our might. God be praised.
But isn't it basic? Step one? More or less, logically, from many people who are not even trying to play political politics?
Well, remember, there's Al-Qaeda. There are devil worshippers. There's Al-Qaeda. There are state sponsors. They breathe the blood of psychopathic, evil, devil-worshipping, Jesus-hating, mother-fornicating, mindless devil monkeys from hell, and may their blood be on the swords of our supreme ruler and God.
But wasn't step one that Osama bin Laden and his minions used planes as missiles?
I'm sorry, I just had a gastronomic event. Did you say something? Please stand by.
And last question. Is Musharraf playing the fence? Some are questioning that he's playing the fence, trying to appease the United States and trying to appease those in his community. Do you think that Musharraf is straddling the fence?
We will defeat the enemy and his headless demon monkey followers. God be praised.
Doing enough to be a key ally?
Well, all of us can do more in this war on terrorism.
Scott, if the tape is authentic, it shows that bin Laden is still alive. You say he's on the run right now. Would you go as far to say that he has been marginalized? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is he marginalized?
Well, as I indicated, he's on the run. And clearly, Al-Qaeda is under a lot of pressure. We're taking heat. We're taking the fight to the enemy. That's what changed after September 11th. Before September 11th, the terrorists were taking the fight to the civilized world. Now we're after September 11th, and we're winning, and they're losing. They were attacking America, now we're attacking them. Haha. They were winning, but now we're winning. Now they know that they cannot win, and that's why we will pursue them, and we'll win. After September 11th, we're winners, blah, blah, blah.
How do you know he's on the run?
Justice for all. We will win, they are losing, we are winning.
Is he still in control of Al-Qaeda?
Justice for all, justice to the enemy. We will hunt him, we will kill them, carrying out their attacks, best ways, stay after them, bring them to justice before they can do us harm.
Scott, two questions. One on Israel and one on the Iraqi prisoners. What does today's bombing in Israel mean for the Palestinian elections? Will the United States accept a victory by Hamas?
That's why we must act on all fronts and use every tool at our disposal. That's all we can do is bring them to justice before they can do us harm.
On the women prisoners in Iraq, would it be so terrible to release them at this point, especially if their cases are under review?
And that's why we must act on all fronts and use every tool at our disposal before they can do us harm.
Scott, I have a two-part question. Apparently no one in the White House will challenge Al Gore with now public information that he led the Clinton administration's Chipper Clip project back in the 1990s to effectively tap every phone, fax machine, and computer in the country. My question, isn't it worth pointing out to the American people, after he accused President Bush of breaking the law and violating the Constitution by...
I think you just did. This administration is forward-looking. We're looking forward to top priorities of the American people.
Well, how about Gore? You mean you're going to say nothing about Gore and the Clipper Chip project?
Oh, yes. Blood and gore and everything we've all been waiting for. Oh, no. Well, I'm just going to get into that.
Since there has been wide coverage of what seems to be the First Lady's unprecedentedly outspoken statement that Senator Hillary Clinton's claim that Republicans run the White House like a plantation was, in Mrs. Bush's own words, quote, "I think it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous comment. That's what I think," unquote. So my question is, will the President and the First Lady be happy to speak for her? Will they be happy for her to speak to the next Republican convention and the next presidential campaign?
Hillary Clinton.
I think she'll be there.
Mrs. Bush?
I think she'll be there, but I'm talking about Mrs. Bush. Will they will be happy to have her active in the next...
Well, it's a long way to the next convention, Les, but Mrs. Bush is a tremendous asset, and as I said earlier this week, we talked about how inappropriate they were, and...
I remember, but you didn't say what she said.
Mrs. Bush does a great job of focusing on some important priorities. She just returned from a trip to Africa.
Has she ever been this outspoken before, in your knowledge?
Oh, Mrs. Bush does a great job. You know, she just returned from a trip to Africa.
But she has never been...
Mrs. Bush does a great job. She focuses important priorities, and she just got back from Africa.
Come on, Scott. Has she ever been outspoken, in your recollection?
Mrs. Bush does something, and then something about Africa.
I have two. The first is on the Bin Laden tape. Some in the intelligence community do think that he's dead. Are you aware of anything on the tape that dates it in any way? It's audio, it's not video.
Well, as I indicated, the intelligence community were analyzing the tape, see if it's authentic or not.
And going back to the Abernoff investigation, do you have an update for us on any of the records of phone calls or emails between staff members and Mr. Abernoff, or photos of the president with him?
You know, I've already addressed this. I've been addressing this for a long time.
So can you tell us about any phone calls or records or anything?
I don't think I have anything like that at this time.
Things that have been requested or subpoenaed by the investigation?
No, I don't think I have anything on that at this time. You know, I saw a report. Praise be the enlightened and holy Bush. Praise be he, his will be done.
Praise be he. Amen.
I saw a report about that. I don't really know.
Praise be he on the highest. Amen.
His will be done.
Human Rights Watch said that it is a hypocrisy for the President of the United States to be speaking about immigration reform. I wonder if you have any reaction to that.
You know, I don't really have any reaction. That's why I'll say we must act on all fronts and use every tool at our disposal.
Actionable intelligence,
actionable
right?
Actionable intelligence. Osama, we miss you. We hardly knew you. We love you. Thank you and drive safely. Praise be the enlightened and holy Bush. Praise be he. His will be done. You're listening to Shotgun News. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
have McLaughlin Group Gumbo, special in-house game show that features today's top nerve-wracking and completely vicious, tough, hard-bitten news stories. Are you guys ready to play?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just check your buzzers? Make sure your buzzers are working, boys. All right, good. Colonel, did I just hear your buzzer? I'm not sure if it... Colonel, can we hear that? Yeah, okay, good. All right, welcome. Let me start first by introducing our distinguished studio audience on the left and the right. First off on the right, Alan Keyes, Idaho militia members, Klansmen from Missouri, local Fox News team, two baboons, a Klansman, a Mandrake, a Gila monster, a BMW, and a Bush Cheney sticker. On the left, yeah, welcome. On the left side, we've got Barack Obama, some nuns, a few Nobel Prize winners, some scientists, peace activists, philosophers, a koala bear, Chuck Walla, 70s VW Beetle with California plates. Studio audience, welcome. Please show your pleasure at being here by being completely silent. Thank you. Okay, now for your distinguished panelists. First of all, are you ready? First contestant, former U.S. ambassador to Belize, producer of the hit Broadway show The Vagina vs. Penis Dialogues, best known for his last year's hit reality show, yeah, that's a big one, Daphne the Pygmy Hippo in Las Vegas. Senior Barry, welcome, sir. Welcome, senor.
Oh, thank you.
Next contestant, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel in the Marines. Currently writing his memoirs, drinking a fifth of whiskey a day, and teaching pottery making at his local community center. Colonel Humphrey, welcome, Colonel.
Hooah!
And finally, a Zen master once traversed the Himalayas in a tricycle and currently runs a healing center for overweight accountants in Morton Grove, Swami Jacob. Welcome, Swami.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Welcome to everyone. Are you ready to play? The rules are simple. I read the questions, you hit your buzzer, whether you know the answer or not, say something insulting to a fellow contestant, make up a snide answer that simulates intelligence, and then I will award prizes based on my being impressed with the viciousness or glibness of your statement. First, I start with something simple. Let's say somebody is pro-life, anti-death penalty, but pro-death. If person A is pro-abortion, pro-choice, but anti-death and pro-life, then is person B being hypocritical by merely being latently pro-death with a smidgen of pro-life while being for the death penalty? Yes, I believe Colonel, you were first.
Well, that's just how God made them.
Okay, that is the correct answer. That was a little. That was an outside. It was a trick question. We have a prize for you. You ready? Here we go. Oh, yes. It's a lovely machine gun. Here you go, sir. Oh!
You'll take this toy machine gun when you pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Damn right. Okay, next question. Who will be the next opponent for Team USA in the international war zone? Okay, Pakistan, North Korea, Iran, or Cuba? Yes, Swami. Swami, what do you got?
Cuba.
Yes, that's right. Okay, prize for you. I tell you, these boys are smarter than they look, and that's not saying much. Okay, if Texas were removed from the Union, would anyone care? Buzzers, please. Yes. Senior Barry.
Bang, bang.
Damn straight move. Here, you got some ammunition. You're going to need a gun. Here's some ammo. There's your gun. There you go.
Many thanks.
Okay. U.S. is, let's see. Here we go. If the next Supreme Court bans abortion, which it probably will, where will top Republicans take their pregnant teenage daughters for their abortions? Oh, no, I haven't asked the question yet. Hold on. Mexico, Sweden, Canada, Switzerland, or England? Yes, Swami.
Chica-chica. Bow, bow.
Oh, that's, yeah. That's right. It is Sweden. Sweden. Lovely bow and arrow, little gambo thing there for you. Okay. All right, here we go. This is a tough one. If a liberal left-wing media news person breaks into your home, defecates on your dining room table, dances naked with your dog, then begins saying horrible, unspeakable things about the president, would you finally then believe that the right says about the liberal left-wing media? Yes. Go ahead. Colonel.
he would have been dead by the time he even got his pants down.
That's correct. Here's a handgun to go with your machine gun. Enjoy that. All right. Here we go. Let's see. Your child comes home crying because Mr. Liberal Health Teacher tells him to wear a balloon over his manhood when he parties next weekend. Do you have this creature arrested before he corrupts the entire school system, or do you allow this perverted freak of liberal pinko slime to change the world that you hold dear? Yes, Senior Barry.
Bang, bang.
bang, bang. I would ship him back to Russia.
I'm sorry, Colonel, you lost. Your buzzer was a little late. Here's some handcuffs for you, son. Enjoy that.
Thanks. Those are sweet.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. We need a tough one. Those have been too easy. Okay. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, you come home. Another tough one. Here we go. You come home after a hard day's work. You find your twin 10-year-olds smoking crack. You go into your bedroom. Your wife is in bed with a bunch of her feminist book club members. The smell of smoke alerts you to the fact that the garage is burning, and in the middle of it is a pile of your American flag, family Bible, and Reader's Digest collection. My question is, who is to blame for this horror show? Listen carefully. Here are your choices. Hands on buzzers. Colonel, hand on your buzzer, okay? I saw that. All right. Video games, the internet, rock music, the liberal media, or dark matter that has been brought back to Earth by NASA? Yes, Swami. You're
liberal
on.
Media.
What's that?
The liberal media.
Yes. We were looking for rock music, but we'll take liberal media. Something I stole from someone earlier. There you go. All right. Sweet. Now, okay, for the next one, for the last question, we had our studio audience with their little voting machines. Everyone has a voting machine. I didn't state that earlier. In the right armrest of their chair.
Brought to us by the fine folks at Diebold.
Damn straight. Now our results. So here we go. 61% said the internet. 13% rock music, 11% liberal media, and 27% said dark matter. Thank you, studio audience.
Of course, they're all wrong, because we all know it's Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, I'm sorry, but that was not one of the choices, but you're probably right. Okay.
What are you telling me there, comrade?
Okay, simmer down, Colonel. Let's see here. Okay, here's a timely one. Earlier this week, Oprah revealed her deepest fear to be played for a fool by a junkie book writer. The alleged memoir of a junkie was apparently riddled with falsities and half-truths. Was Oprah merely getting what she deserved? Or is this the audience, or is it the fault of her audience for instilling with her the power of a god to choose what to care about or what to believe? Yes, Colonel was the only one on that. What happened to the other guys?
I gotta say,
Colonel,
I don't care about that book unless it has been serialized in guns and ammo.
This is a production job.
Okay, well, that was completely inappropriate, but we will give you 2 points for the anger.
We've been getting points.
Well, I don't have to go into that right now, but yeah, you have been getting points.
We got a point total.
All right, the point total
you're
so
out
far.
Of, you're out of prizes, aren't you?
Swami, yes. So we're giving out points. Swami has 87 points.
They redeemable at the front desk?
Possibly. Colonel,
do you validate?
I just took off 20 points. You're down to 93 points, just ahead of the Swami. Senior Barry, you're well in the lead, 136 points. So we're going to have some bonus rounds. You'll be able to catch up. You still won't win any more prizes because there aren't any more. Okay? Are you ready for a tough one or should I give you an easy one?
Easy
okay,
one.
I'll give you an easy one. Okay. If the U.S. intelligence community were a shooter in a shooting gallery, okay, you got this?
Guns or junkies.
That's right. Shooters, shooting gallery. And the gallery... Okay, it's a little tough. It's a metaphor. The gallery was the world stage, and the grand prize was a stuffed Osama bin Laden. With me so far, okay. If it takes 10 ducks to knock down, to 10 ducks to get knocked down to win the big prize, how many ducks would you say the big bush, the administration, has knocked down so far? I'm going to go around. No buzzers on that one. Nice try. Swami, how many ducks have we knocked down?
Three.
three ducks. Okay, you're close.
Negative Colonel, four.
Negative four, not an option, but I'll give you, I'll say zero. Okay, Senior Barry?
14 and a half.
No, that's completely, so Swami has won that just by out of idiot. So good luck, Swami. You just got your head of the Colonel there on that one. Okay, do Arabs hate us? Why are they so angry? They want into. Okay, this one requires like an essay. You have to kind of write it in your booklet that you have in front of you. Why do Arabs hate us? And why do they insist on maintaining their independence and their oil when they know that America wants their independence and their oil? Okay, you have just a few minutes to think about that and write down an answer. Okay, do you have some music to play while you're coming up with your answer? Okay, Swami, do you have your
answer for that? Well, I'm not really sure if I believe in hate, per se. I believe in love, and I believe that the power of love is so strong that sometimes we confuse love for something that's not so great.
Okay, you're a pinko, and so I'm just going to ignore that answer. But nice try. You still got to keep your points and most of your prize. Colonel?
What do I care if they hate us or not? You're either with us or against us. Get her done.
That's the right answer. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Big points for the Colonel on that one. Senior Barry.
I would like to submit my answer in musical form.
All right, let's hear it. Lay it on me. Okay, so I would have to say that they do not hate us completely. That would be my interpretation of that answer. Is that correct?
You are incorrect.
All right, going back to the news. The serious part of the news that we have to conduct here tonight. Again, Jacob Christopher out in the ugly, filthy, rat-infested streets of Chicago. What do you have for us, sir?
In another news, a man riding on an Amtrak train today said he's tired of trains being late. I'm sick and tired of trains being late all the time, says Chicago area resident Jake Edward Goldman. Every time I ride the California Zephyr from California to Chicago, the train ends up being somewhere between 5 and 6 hours late. Mr. Goldman also cites disappointment with the lack of working seats on the train he recently rode, and the increasing price of food in the cafe car. Also, says Goldman, I sat down in the lounge car to watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and there was no sound. How can you watch a movie with no sound? I asked the train operator why there was no sound, and he said he didn't know. It was just ridiculous. No sound? What a ripoff. I bet you those people on Train 5 have sound. I don't even know what they're saying. Everything in my life is terrible, says Mr. Goldman.
Well, thanks for that report. You know, it's been an incredible evening for me, and I know our distinguished panel here in the studio. I'd like to thank Stephen Barry, Eric Humphrey, Jacob Christopher, John Wenzel, Philip Funzweck, for helping us. The Shotgun News team is bringing you the news the way we see it, with the intensity and vulgarity that only we can deliver.
Whammy.
Thank you. I just wanted to deliver a few closing remarks to give you something to whet your appetite. I hope that I provided some insight to the phenomena that we call our daily news, shotgun style. As a Hardin Street reporter, I've become understandably jaded and bitter over the years. But I sleep well every night, knowing that if I can turn just one potential social activist and independent thinker into a paranoid, confused, gun-toting shut-in, then I have done just a small part of my job as a public servant, which is how I think of my noble profession. In fact, that is the genius of me and the media. It is the ultimate con job, and I have to thank you, my devoted and incredibly gullible public. I thank you all for your loyalty and culpability. Good night and sweet dreams. listening to Blind Spot Shotgun News, written and produced by Peter Rosenblum, with written help from Eric Humphrey, featuring the talents of Peter Rosenblum, Stephen Berry, Eric Humphrey, Jacob Christopher, John Wanzel. Tonight's program engineered by Philip von Zweck. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio show that explores the possibilities of the medium. For more information about the program and the people that work each week to produce it, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot. There you will also find pictures and MP3s of past shows, as well as information about future shows. Tune in next week at 10 o'clock when Blind Spot presents, Counter-Programming. Counter-Programming. Is all the Super Bowl hype starting to get to you? Are you boycotting the game because your favorite team didn't make it? Do you just hate football? Well, Blind Spot understands. Join us for Counter-Programming, an hour of taste, culture, and refinement. We're not ready for some football, and we think you're not either. Eric S. Humphrey, producer. Also, please note, on February 26th, Blind Spot teams up with the U.S. Postal Service for a program inspired by our beloved fans. Are you tired of Blind Spot and all its yip-yap? I know I am. Do you love Blind Spot like it was your first girlfriend? Is it your chance to voice your opinion about the show, and we will respond to your suggestions, criticisms, live to air. Send your love hate mail to P.O. Box 667, Chicago, Illinois, by February 26th, or email blindspot@stopgostop.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Blind Spots 88.7. Stay tuned for Something Else with Philip von Zweck. Thanks, boys. You look beautiful. So sexy. Very sexy. Shotgun News. Coming at ya. Give us a little shotgun news.